Hi, my name is Arzina Hamir. I am the BC Green Party candidate for Courtney Comox.
From campaigning so far, what is the biggest issue people have voiced to you?
So the three biggest issues I'm hearing are unhoused crisis with homelessness, especially in Courtney, the lack of affordable housing, especially for young people and for older folks who are on limited income, and lastly, access to health care, not having primary doctor and wait times at the hospitals.
How will the BC Greens combat the housing crisis if elected?
So, you know, what the BC Greens have done, I've been talking to people on the ground, and what they're saying is that the housing that is coming up here in the valley, like all around Superstore, you're seeing all of the apartment buildings that have gone up, which are all rentals, but none of that is affordable. You know, one bedroom's for $1,700, two bedrooms for $2,200 to $2,400. That is not something that people here locally can afford on the incomes that they're paid here. Those are Vancouver, Victoria prices. So what the BC Greens have put forward is a platform to create 26,000 units of publicly funded housing. So this is housing that we invest in as community so that we extract the need to take a profit out of the housing, and we can control the rent and make sure that we are tying the rent to income so that people are not paying for more than 30% of their income for rent.
What is your solution to fixing the cost of living crisis?
Yeah, people are really struggling with the price of food, the price of gas. So, you know, overall fixing the housing issue is really going to benefit people. So if they're not paying for more than 30% of their income for rent, then there is more money being put forward for everything else. We also have this really bold idea of making transit free. So for people who do use transit, students, anyone trying to get around on transit, make it free, make it frequent, and make it fast so that it encourages more people to get to use transit, get out of the cars, and you're not having to pay for gas and insurance, all of that. We've also put forward a really amazing idea of a universal school food program so that parents of school-age kids do not have to pay for lunchtime 5 days a week. So every child is fed at school, and you know, we think that will make a really huge difference for families.
Homelessness and people dealing with mental health and addiction issues are pretty prevalent in the Comox Valley. What is your solution to getting those people the help they need?
So speaking to people who are unhoused and to the agencies and workers that support them, what people are desperately asking for, it's actually two-part. It's housing. So they want the current situation on Cliff Avenue is just not working for anybody. They want dignified housing. And, you know, the model that we've seen that works so well is the tiny home village model that Duncan has started over 5 years ago. It has helped move hundreds of people off of the street. So these are tiny homes. There's room for a bed, a closet, some, you know, space for your things. You can lock the door at night and feel safe. And, you know, having that type of model then encourages people, once they're stopped worrying about being kicked out every day, they can calm and you know, really then be able to access treatment. So treatment is something that we're also missing here. It's really one of the biggest failures of the NDP government these last few years. We have not gotten any new treatment beds in the Comox Valley. So even if people are wanting help with their addiction, they're waiting 6 months. You know, Amethyst House here in Courtney has a wait list of over 300 people. Like, when people need help and people are willing to go into recovery, they need it immediately. 6 months waiting is just unacceptable.
What kind of changes do you have planned for the healthcare system?
So we know that 1 in 5 people do not have access to a doctor or primary health care. So what the Greens have put forward, and you know, I think it's such a great idea for Courtney Comox, is community health centers where the government pays for rent and then admin, and doctors and nurses, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants all work as a team and enable you to have access to at least one of those people and get you through, you know, being assessed, figuring out what your needs are. This team model, I think, is something that will really revolutionize how people get access to healthcare in the Valley. It's extremely cost effective, gets people through quickly, and then once you have a diagnosis, you can then, you know, access further supports wherever that is.
One topic that's being undermined a little this election cycle is the school system. What kind of changes do you have planned for that?
You know, we had a really interesting debate that was hosted by the BCTF, DPAC, and QP to talk about education in schools. We know that our school systems are incredibly underfunded. You know, I've spoken to teachers. They're putting in so many free hours of their time. A lot of parents are fundraising constantly for things that government should be paying for: playgrounds, field trips, access to specialty speakers who come in. That is something government should be paying for. We should not, you know, have to have cookie and bake sales to afford playgrounds. So we know we need more capital funding and operational funding for schools. The other thing that we are desperately in short supply of is educational assistance to support the teachers who are in classrooms where we are seeing more and more complex needs, right? Teaching is no longer, I think, one adult in a room of 25 students. We need multiple adults supporting the learning so that everybody has access to really high quality education. So BC Greens are looking at bursaries, loan forgiveness for students who want to get into being, an EA, getting the training that they need. So we get, again, we're really investing in people, getting more people working in the education system so that, again, we're not losing students and they're not slipping through the cracks, because we know investing in education and really supporting young people prevents them from getting, you know, eventually onto Cliff Avenue. So this is really community health prevention, is investing in schools.
What are some of the BC Greens' plans to fight climate change in the Comox Valley?
Well, the BC Greens are the only party that is taking climate change seriously. So we know the production of carbon and methane is unequivocally leading to climate change on the planet. And yet, even though we know this, the government knows this, they consistently support those polluting industries with our tax dollars, which makes no sense. Our tax dollars should be invested in those innovative areas where we know we have options for clean energy. And we need workers desperately in installing heat pumps and solar panels and all of the things that not only make, you know, climate change mitigation a reality, but really help to support the resiliency of people. You know, not having better insulated homes, having solar power can really support people's energy costs and reduce their costs. So again, the BC Greens are the only ones who actually want to tax the polluters. Revenues from those tax come back into people's pocketbooks, as well as supporting communities to put in, you know, to purchase more parks, more forests. All of that funding can really be used to make much more impact on climate change than we're seeing from anything that the other two parties are putting forward.
That's all the formal questions I had. If there's anything else, any topics that we didn't touch on that you'd like to talk on, now would be the time to do so.
Yeah, I'm just really grateful to be able to listen to the concerns of community members. It's been a real privilege to be in community. Having the election is one of the excuses to knock on people's doors and hear what they're saying. I think everyone really feels that the Valley is a wonderful place to live, and people are leaning into figuring out what we need to make, change happen, especially around homelessness. I am not hearing anybody say that arresting people or locking them up is a good long-term solution. People really want a humane and dignified way to move that forward.